Hi, everybody. This is Ron Ametron from the Creation Lightship, and we're here again, and our show is In Time on this one timeline that we're on that we know about. So, how many timelines are you on out there? Interesting question. This might be a question for our paranormal show, which will be Friday. And also Friday, we have our Q&A after that, Friday evening, starting at 8 o'clock Pacific, 11 o'clock Eastern. And I'll give the phone number out in about 5 minutes here for people, so you can get that written down if you wish to come on our question and answer time on a conference call line. So, like I said, what timeline are you on? So we know that we're here. We're listening to this program. And are we on another timeline someplace? So that's up for you to decide. So here we go. Let's take you out of a timeline. This is why we have the Be Here Now clearing. There could be many of these here. And the timelines can actually kind of make you respond robotically. You know, you don't know what that timeline is doing to you, what life and conditions you're living under or in that timeline. So let's just say that all of a sudden, one day, you happen to feel very, very cold. And you don't know why you're feeling cold, but you keep putting clothing on. And it may not be that cold outside where you are right now or then, okay? So you wonder why you're putting extra clothes on, because you just feel maybe your body is going kind of weird on you and you want to put on more clothing. Or it could be the other way around. Maybe you're taking clothing off when it's cold outside. Well, it's possible that you're actually experiencing more of another timeline with a different temperature. And that's one way to look at how timelines can affect us here. Another way they can affect us is what and how are you being controlled mentally in that timeline? What is your belief systems in that timeline? So let's do a clearing here. Since I always pick on religion here and the God energies, which are the aliens, and let's take us out of a timeline that deals with the God energies. So, actually, they probably all do because they're all alien control. So, we'll get one that deals with anger, okay? And your spirit should know which one that is. There may be more than one naturally, but we'll just do one of these here. And we'll pick a timeline that deals with a lot of anger in people. And remember, this might be, you could be in a concentration camp being angry. You don't know that, but you bring back the energy here. Or maybe it's just really poor conditions. Maybe you're a slave on another timeline. So I'm just kind of throwing things out to everybody here. But we'll deal with anger. Why you have anger, hard to say, but we'll just say that you have it for a certain reason. And it could be a timeline. So let's take you out of that and just see if your body calms down. Maybe you're angry today. You don't know why and how. Maybe you flew off the handle at somebody, or maybe during the last week or something, and that really isn't who you really are, but that's what happened. So here we go. Let's pick on the timeline that is programming you for anger, okay? So here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, get us out some more. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, just see kind of how that feels. And let's do one for like robotic programming. Maybe your body is responding, you know, certain ways to certain conditions, and you're like a robot, kind of like when you wake up in the morning. Most people, I think, are. They have a given situation, a given lifestyle. Maybe you get out of bed, you take a shower, go to the restroom, you maybe put on the coffee pot or something. Hopefully you're not having a cigarette, but that's some people do also. And maybe that's all from another timeline. Maybe you don't want to have coffee any longer, have that cigarette, but somehow you automatically, you know, gravitate to that because you're being controlled in another timeline than this one. And that's what it could be. And maybe this timeline's controlling you with that, too. So let's do it both. Let's do another timeline to release the robotic programming of waking up in the morning. And we'll just see how you wake up tomorrow. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, this is a different timeline than what you're in right now listening. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. Now let's do this timeline. So maybe there's something that's out there controlling you on this timeline, and we'll see if we can release that. So I'll have you, I'll first do waking up in the morning, whatever that pattern is that people have, because normally I think most people have the same ritual, you know. So here we go. 1, releasing that. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Well, this feels rough. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, just kind of see how you feel about that. See if your body is changing somewhat, maybe slightly different here in the way it's responding, but you know more tomorrow as part of this energy may have been released from you. So if you wake up in the morning, you don't know where you are, or you don't know what to do next, know that maybe these robotic controlling energies were actually, you know, with you to have you do certain things. This is what I think is happening with humanity here on this planet, is that these controlling energies from different timelines that interact together with us as we somehow go in and out of them, some are turned off consciously to us and some are maybe on, but the ones that what we know about being here, we know about, but remember, as they turn the timeline off and on, then you go somewhere else. And this is what I think religions do for people, is that they actually make you want to be a robot in a certain energy. If you look back, there's always something out there outside of humanity controlling it some way, and people connect to it. And once that's done, then you're hooked up. And the major one here is that people can think of is religion. It might be other things out there, it might be organizations, but I think the main thing is that people are or belong to a certain religion, maybe even a certain race of people. Maybe, you know, your skin color is a certain type of race, okay? And does that race really like another race? You know, some people, you know, going back just in the States here, will just say, I don't know, when the KKK was, you know, out there in the 60s and probably before, and I'm sure they're still active today, but, you know, they were really against, you know, black people. You look at it now, and I think the black people get along more easily with the whites. Some are still kind of skeptical, but, you know, which is probably normal. You know, it's only been, you know, say 50 years. But if you look at that, what was controlling those people who belong to that organization, and maybe they said a certain oath, and all of a sudden they got taken sideways into a parallel life, and a alien race were controlling them. So this is kind of where I'm going with this, or coming to it, to an end on it. But that's kind of it in a nutshell, I think, is how are you being controlled against your free will, but you don't know what it's about. So against it means that it's pretty bad, but you have probably reoccurring thoughts that are coming to you, which you may not be able to explain. And that's probably coming from a timeline. So that's kind of where I'm coming from and trying to explain for people. And you might get some better understanding. So we'll just see if our co-host is on. Sylvia, are you out there in cyberspace, Sylvia?
Yes, I'm out here in cyberspace. And hello and good evening, everyone. Hope you're having a wonderful night. And it's great to be with you, Ron, tonight, and would you like to take some live callers this evening?
Yeah, and I will. I'll give the phone number for Friday, which will be our next program on Station 2 on BBS, and then after that, you can come on the question and answer call. And I'm sure somebody would love to type it into the fast chat here too. So the phone number, it's the same as last time and the times before. It's 646-519 and 5800, 5800, 646-519-5800. And you'll be prompted to enter a PIN number, which is 9009, and then you hit the pound sign. So 9009, pound, 8 o'clock Pacific, and that's 11 Eastern. So go ahead, Sylvia. Let's see what we have here for questions.
Okay, so just to clarify, the phone number and the PIN code that Ron just gave is for Friday night. That's Friday night. I guess that's October 1st, this Friday, and that starts at about 8 o'clock or a few minutes after, right after the radio program ends at 8 o'clock. So if you'd like to call in tonight with your questions for Ron, you can do that. We'd love to have you on the air with us. And the phone number to call right now is 888-815-9756. Again, that's 888-815-9756. And on the BBS website, you can go to Station 1, and there's actually a list of alternate phone numbers that you can call in case that one is busy. So should be a way for you to get in, and we'd love to have you call in live and ask Ron your questions about the healings, about the light ship, about ascension, and anything that's on your mind on those topics. So I'm actually waiting for my fast chat window to come up. It's just being really slow tonight. So as soon as I can read that, I will read questions if you'd like to type them into the fast chat, and we can get them to Ron that way also. So in the meantime, Ron, would you like to bring the light being up for everyone?
Okay. So, yeah, go to your program here, Creation Lightship Healing. And you can scroll down about an inch or so on the scroll bar, or go to the website, creationlightship.com. And if you happen to forget that, you can also go to creationlightshiphealing.com. It's the same site if you wish to do that. Sometimes people remember this program as Creation Lightship Healing, but they both go to the same place. So I just thought I'd throw that out in case you might be a little confused why we don't use the longer name here for the website. So here we go. Let's energize the light beam about an inch or so on the scroll bar coming down. And we'll energize that with some peace energy. Remember, the light only has peace. Doesn't have any judgment, so all it can give you is peace. We can bring in other energies, but the main one is peace. Here it comes. So remember, the light does not judge anything. So when I do bring in an energy of something in there other than peace, it has to go into the judgment energies to let you experience that, but it'll still be a neutral energy for what I'm bringing in. So here it comes. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. Just allow the energy to come into your heart center. This is where it's going to come. It's not going to come into your head or your mind because it doesn't live there. The light does not know about mental energy. So let's see what we have happening here. We have a lot of fast chat stuff here, looks like. Maybe I could mention about pressure of anger, looks like, maybe leaving him. So I guess back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, well, I see we have a request for a clearing of waste products related to caterpillars in arms.
Okay, yeah, that's where they normally go to. Typically, the caterpillars normally come into people in their joints. So if you have a joint problem, what you want to do right now is just to tell the light beam on your monitor screen where you'd like to have this energy being released from. and we have many, many joints in your body. So just kind of focus on one of them, and we'll see what they can do for you. So let's first get rid of the caterpillars. So this is what we do on the 8-hour calls, too, is get rid of these extraterrestrial life forms. So here we go. Releasing caterpillars, and then we'll do the other ones, too. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, so that's the caterpillar energies leaving. Excuse me. Wow. Must have one in my throat. So let's now let's be a furball. So here we go. Let's get out their waste products. So stronger, 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 stronger. I need to get some water. Just give me a second here. Wow. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And now we'll get the carcasses. So this will be very interesting. The carcasses, they do a lot of damage. So here we go. Releasing the dead aliens. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, we'll see how that affects you, JP, of how this is doing. So we'll see on the fast chat if you have any relief. And if anybody else would like to maybe call in, that you can do so, or get on the fast chat and just see what your experience was with the caterpillars. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, so let's see. We have a couple mentions from people when you were talking about the timeline at the beginning of the hour. What timeline are you in? And see, we had a mention of somebody, let's see, Marie R., I want to be on the no timeline on the Creation Light Ship. So you want to talk about what it's like to be out of time?
Yeah. My out of time is different than your out of time. So my out of time is light ship time, which there's no time. So I don't live in time. But you people are living in time, and when I turn off time for you, that's the closest that you can come to where I live. But I still live in a different energy. So I'm going to show you the difference here. I don't think I've ever done this before. Maybe I did it once. I don't know. But here we go. I'm going to take you out of time on the timeline that you're living on right now. Okay, this is where you have your complete focus of consciousness. Now, you still could be in other timelines, but we only have what we're aware of, okay? So here we go. I'm going to count to 10 to stop time. This is what the light ship does when they battle the darkness. If you look up in the sky sometimes, the clouds will actually stop on a windy day when there's warfare, okay? So they stop time, and at that point, they can just, you know, help to eliminate them out of here. Remember, they should not be here, but they do have a choice to come to the light. This is why I put the darkness to light clearing on the website to help the aliens that are stuck here. And some are here against their free will, and they don't want to be here, but they can't go to the light because the light would see them as an invader and would terminate them. So this is the way they can go to the light. So it's very helpful. So here we go. We're going to stop you in your timeline. So I'm going to count to 10 to do so. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Now, you should feel like you're sitting in your chair typically. You're probably sitting down. And things around you will not be connected to you. Like there's no energy cords. Okay? And so this is what you might notice is that you're checking out and seeing that nothing is connected to you, okay? And you should feel more peace. So I'll do it again here. Can you really get tuned into this here? So stronger, 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 stronger. Release from this here now so you're more in time here, out of time, out of the time-based reality of the timeline that you're in. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, now you should really feel like you're in the moment. So kind of take note of that. And I'm going to bring you into my zero time, okay? So this will be a little tricky for the light shift to do, but here we go. Not that it's tricky, but it's a whole different, completely different energy to surround you with. So here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, you can kind of see how you feel with that, and I'll turn it back over to you, Sylvia.
Okay, so let's see. Let me give the phone number again in case anybody would like to call in. We'd love to have you call and maybe share your experiences about what you just felt on that no time. I know for me, instantly it was completely heart-centered, which was just great. And Ron, maybe while we're waiting for a call, we can talk about that aspect of heart versus mind energy in relationship to the different timelines or being out of time. And let's see, let me give the number to call first, and then let's talk about that. It's 888-815-9756, 888-815-9756. So, Ron, do you want to talk about that heart-centered aspect and why it's so different when you're out of time than it is when you're in time?
Yeah, when you're out of time, you're unable to bring up the dramas and traumas and stuff that happened to you previously. And that's the difference. When somebody is emotional, that means that they're re-experiencing an emotional event from the past that pushed their buttons in the present moment. Otherwise, it'd be a new experience to you. You'd have no agenda on it. So that past could be this lifetime or some other lifetime. And then it depends, again, on what lifetime, if there's any bleed through on it, that you're experiencing too. Like, this is why I started the show off doing that timeline situation there, and why we did some clearing of anger from a other timeline. remember, you could be controlled by another timeline, not realizing it, not knowing, say, I guess the word would be what's wrong with you, you know. And all of a sudden, you snap out of that timeline, and you come into this one more fully, and you wonder why you're doing what you're doing. And I'm sure that's happened to a lot of people listening out there. You know, you can just drop something. Maybe you're involved with a situation to where you're completely engulfed in it, some kind of negative situation, maybe of an argument or anger or whatever it is. Normally we deal with more negative than we do positive, which is just the way the dark side wants to use us. And so all of a sudden you snap out of it and you're out of that timeline. So let's just say that you're angry with somebody. I'll just give a scenario here. You're on another parallel lifetime, and you're arguing with this person, and it won't be the same person that's here. And superimposed over it is a person now in front of you. So now you're having this confrontation with them. Maybe it's over the telephone. Now, on the other timeline, maybe it's maybe you both have guns. And so, you know, you're in this argument, we'll say, on the telephone for maybe a minute or so, trying to get somebody's attention. Or maybe they're, you know, being upset with you for something. And in the other parallel lifetime, you actually get your gun out and you kill the person. And they're dead, okay? So now, all of a sudden, they're much more agreeable to you because they lost the energy also. And everything just kind of, you know, mellowed out instantly because they're no longer in your experience. So it's another way of looking at it. It's not a probably a really good example because it is very negative, but that's just the way to look at it. So what you're dealing with normally on a day-to-day basis may not be happening to you in and on this timeline that you're walking. And we walk in many different alien timelines. So that's kind of what I'm talking about. And this is how people, I think, get programmed to do ritual things because the other timelines are infested with those type of energies. So, back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, so any questions out there for Ron, you can type them into the fast chat or you can call. That's very interesting, and I would really love to hear from somebody about their experience with that timeline. And if you're not able to get in on the main 800 number, the 888-815-9756 number, you can go to the BBS website and look for the alternate phone numbers for Station 1. Okay, so let's see. We have Mike says on the fast chat that that was quite the experience. And I guess we have a question from Christina saying, I would like to be healed too. So maybe you could clarify, Christina, what it is that you're looking for, or if there's a particular healing sample that you'd like to experience, that would be great too. And in the meantime, any news about upcoming events or healings or places that you're going to be able to be in person where people can see you or experience the light chamber?
Yeah, what a lead in there. That's great. So thank you, Sylvia. Yeah. Next month, which will be the 15th, 16th, and 17th, I'll be in New York at the New Life Expo put on by Mark Becker. And it'll be at the New Yorker Hotel, which is 34th and 8th. And so that's going to be a just another wonderful event. We'll have the light infusion chamber there. So it's about a block from the garden, Madison Square Garden. And underneath the garden is Penn Station. So basically, Penn Station is it. So if you live anywhere on the East Coast, you're not too far away. Penn Station is right there. Then you walk a block, and I'll be there. Also, after the expo, the following week, I'll be having a three-hour workshop, 3 days, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday, and that'll be at the TRS Center. And anyway, if you're back in New York, you know where that is, and it'll be from 6:30 to, I believe, 9:30. So let's see what else we can do. Also be there doing private sessions too with people. And hopefully that will work out with a lot of people back there. And we have a lady named Judy who is going to more than likely offer her house up for healing, I think, on the 27th. So you can connect with me if you wish to go to another location, and we'll have a workshop there too. So let's do a healing here to see if Christina, I think, came on. Maybe, maybe not. So I'll talk about healings. The light always sees you in pure perfection because it does not judge you. And so in order for you to have a healing, you have to actually judge yourself. You know, what's wrong with me? Do I have a pain? Do I want to have the pain? Okay? Because the light shift really doesn't care if you have a pain or not, because this is what you experience. This is what you have put forth into the experience modality of pain. And you may want to have pain. Or you might want to be free of pain. And some people don't understand that completely. But the main thing is, if you want to get released from something, the light shift will work on it, but you have to keep telling them to work on it because they live in the now. So they may give you enough energy to release maybe a fourth of your pain when you request once, but maybe it's not enough for you. But you think they're still working on you. Well, they don't, because they're in the now. So each now is different. And that experience that they're working with you on will be a whole different experience for them to help heal you. And this is the way the healings work. So you must always request healing. This is why we have our Monday and Friday night healing session for 1 hour for only $20. You can go on the conference call line, and we go to the light ship and have healings. So what does Christina have? Anything up there tonight about what you'd like to have healed? I don't see anything myself here.
I don't
Let's
see
do
anything.
A clearing here. For those of you who would like to have a healing, a physical type healing, we'll see how well the light ship can work with you according to your predisposition on healing. Remember, your body genetics gave you your problem, and how strong is that genetic coding in you to allow you to have the healing? This is what it's all about. This is why we do clearings and healings on people with this whole lifetime clearings that I do, to get rid of these densities that popped up in this lifetime. So this is why it's so needed for everybody. So think of a situation now that you have in your body. Request spiritual growth, because the light shift doesn't know what that is, okay? Because you're already connected to spirit through your own spirit, so you're not going to grow anywhere with the light shift spiritually, okay? You already have it all. It's all with you. It's up to you to find it. So here we go. Think of a physical condition. It could be a bruise on your body. Maybe you hurt yourself and you have a little bit of pain or something. I think I'll just do a pain release clearing, because that might be the one that everybody may need here. So I want you to either put your hand on the on your place situation, or you could put your thoughts there if you wish, and bring up the light beam on your monitor screen. Here we go. So stronger, 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 stronger. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. There we go. And just see how that works for you. And it looks like our 28th will be the date for a special healing at Judy's house. So you can contact me either through an email, if you wish, if you're back in New York and would like to go to it. And it's on a Thursday. So, everybody, what do we have next here? So, back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, so we have a few questions here from the fast chat. This would be a good time for that. We have Pete from Australia. He says, can timelines compete for our consciousness?
Yeah.
Sadly.
unfortunately, yeah. Remember, we're property to them. And so, you know, you're kind of like a state. And in that state, the state has a bunch of houses. And whatever alien group controls that state is able to auction off houses to other aliens. And then those aliens may even auction off rooms and parts of rooms. So we are, like we did on the last show with the different energies, we're in deep doo-doo. So here we go. Let's do a clearing again here. So I'm kind of read between the lines here. Let's see here. Let's get rid of the dead carcasses out of us. Some of these alien groups don't like each other, okay? And so what we're going to do is the most recent, we'll just say war that they've had inside of us. Remember, they do fight inside of us. So let's do that for the last week. This will be very interesting. So we're going to go back 7 days, and we'll go up to today. So the aliens that didn't like each other that, you know, had some type of physical attack on each other, and one of them probably died, we'll get rid of that carcass or carcasses or group. Here we go. So 7 days ago, just see how your body's feeling. This is a dead carcass removal of aliens. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, day six, again, stronger, stronger, stronger. Oh, I'm yawning. Stronger, 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 stronger. That's rough. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Wow. So what that would tell me is that 6 days ago, which would be last Tuesday, if you remember back that far, I don't go back in time, so for me it's very difficult. But if you can remember back last Tuesday, for the person or people that really felt this last clearing, that's when they had an alien war inside of you. And maybe you had a bad day that day, okay? I'm just suggesting that. You know yourself because you have your own validation. 5 days ago, stronger, 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 and stronger. 4 days ago, stronger, 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 and stronger. 3 days ago, stronger, 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 and stronger. 2 days ago, stronger, 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 and stronger. And yesterday, stronger, 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 and stronger. And today, stronger, stronger, stronger. I'm yawning. Oh boy. Stronger, 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 and stronger. So I'd like to see what people put on the fast chat for this one. Back to you, Sylvia, or call in if the lines are open. Hopefully they are.
I believe I heard a caller on. Do we have a caller there?
I muted out just in case I had background noise.
Oh, great. Okay.
Great. Well, thank you for calling. And do you have a question for Ron?
I do. I'm Christina from Arizona. Hello, everybody. And I was wondering, how does a person get a healing?
Okay, how does a person get a healing? Is that what the question was?
Yes, sir.
Okay. What I have for physical healings, I do those on a conference call, which is Mondays and Fridays for $20 a month. I have many other healings available on the website, creationlightship.com. There's a lot of free healings, along with ones that you pay for, which are normally whole life clearings. And so if you are going to work with me, typically, the most important one to have is the emotional clearing. And that costs $5 times your age. Now, there's other types of clearings that I have. If you are older and you're dealing with a physical condition, okay, Older meaning over 30. And maybe you went to the doctor and he gave you some news of something that you maybe have or contracted or something. Then what I would recommend, and if it seems to be kind of on down the road, a year or two or 20 years, and it could be life-threatening, then I would highly, strongly recommend first doing the alien death barcode. And that costs a
barcode.
Yeah, alien death barcode.
Alien.
And what that does, that works with your natal chart. So
yes.
Your natal chart in there is when you're not going to be living here. And most people have three alien death barcodes, because if you don't leave at the first one, you will probably leave at the second, and if not the third. Some people actually go past that. But you do want to do that clearing. And if you know somebody who's maybe in the hospital who is older and they don't feel too well and they keep having more problems, they can't find out what's wrong with them, maybe. I can't say this is going to fix them. But the alien death barcode, if you get that taken off, your physical body will have more life force energy to help overcome what you're dealing with. I can't say it's going to fix you, but you should normally feel better after it. And you can go onto the page and read about it. And that's the best thing to have done if you are dealing with a condition. And most people that are, like I say, probably 30 and older need this one. If you're younger, and you know yourself if you had any close calls with death, you know, if you look back upon your life and you had a couple of close calls, well, each time you had one, that was a death barcode in front of you. You may have just been in the in a location, you know, at the wrong time for the aliens to kill you, okay? For you, you know, it's the other way around. You're glad that you weren't there,
okay,
you know?
Okay, if the aliens don't kill you, who saves you?
Who saves you? The only thing that's going to ever save you to get you empowered is your spirit, okay?
Because I have had near-death experiences, and a long time ago, one even at the age of 12, and I actually did feel like I died, to be honest.
Yeah, if you did have those, then you want to get that barcode, things released off of you.
Hmm.
Very, very important.
Now, who are the people, if it's okay if I ask,
sure.
Who are the people in your light ship?
They're not people, they're light beings. They're spirits that have not incarnated yet in anywhere of the light, okay? It's nothing to do with UFOs and flying saucers and the Galactic Federation, the Space Brothers. This is source energy. Source energy only comes here to this planet for a short time, every 2,000 years. So right now it's here. And it was here also when Jesus walked the earth. And it left here when Jesus left the earth also.
Well, what about the Holy Spirit?
Attention.
Because isn't that, you know, the Holy Spirit is a source energy.
That's hard to get into about that, because there's different names for different things, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But the reason why people have past lives here is because you're stuck into a forced reincarnation process. And that's done by the aliens, the darkness, mind energy. And that's the time energy. Source energy does not have anything with forced reincarnation. And the churches bring up different words and different names and different agendas to attempt to connect you to source energy. Well, you already have it with you.
Because it's inside us.
It never leaves you unless you kick your spirit out of your body. So you always have it, whether you go to church or not. But the churches don't necessarily tell you that you don't need to go to church. They try to make you get connected to an energy outside of yourself, okay? So if you have it inside of you, there's no reason whatsoever to go outside of you to connect to that energy. And that's what the churches tend to do, is to take away and disempower you so that you think you're not good enough. And then you get stuck into their mind control patterns of the churches, which are controlled by aliens. So you'd have to listen to probably a bunch
of
my
radio.
Well,
you know, even Jesus said he was an alien to this world.
That is
so
correct.
So, you know, I have no challenge.
Yeah, he's not of this world. I can say the exact
dilemma
same.
Accepting that at all. In fact, because of those words, I believe in aliens, because he says, I am an alien of this world. And I went, okay, that one statement told me that there are aliens.
Well, there are aliens, of course. But what he was talking about is he is not, that's what the show was about earlier. If you were on it when I brought you into the timeline that I live in, okay? And so I am from the source energy like Jesus was. I was in his body doing healing. So I can, you know, definitely understand what he was talking about, not being in the alien timelines, which is what I took people out of on this show previously. So you may want to listen to the archive over again, and it'll probably be posted, I would imagine, tomorrow or a couple of days from now from BBS. And I did take people out of the alien timeline, and I brought you into a source timeline. So Jesus said that he was not of this planet, of this world, which is correct. So for myself, like I say, I am an alien to the aliens. So I'm not connected to any of the energies of alien life forms, even though they're out there. So I hope I helped you with that question.
Ron, you just opened up a whole bunch of new questions. So
yeah, you might come on our Friday call.
Friday
I'll let you
call.
Do one more if you wish. But our Friday call is exactly what you are, trying to ask, probably.
And that's on station two?
We do our paranormal stuff, but afterwards we have a conference call that's on a telephone line. Do you have a pencil and paper?
Yes.
And I'll give you the phone number to call on.
I remember it was 646, but
yeah, 646
I didn't have a pen and paper.
646 is out of New York. That's 519-519-5800. And the PIN number is 9009.
Pound?
So Jesus said that he was not connected basically to any of the timelines, and he was not from the energies that control people here. That's what he meant by that statement.
Okay.
So he was not of this world. He lived in it, but not of it.
Well, that's what he wants all of us to do.
Yeah, that's why you listen to this program.
Okay.
I have probably over 600 archives now, and all of them are to get you connected to your spirit. This is the teachings of Jesus, without the dogma and everything else attached to it.
Ron, real quick, I'm going to read this number back. 646-519-5800.
Yeah, and then they'll prompt you for a PIN number, which is 9009, and then you hit the pound sign.
And it's Friday night at what time?
8 o'clock Pacific.
8 p.m. Pacific. Okay,
so
I'm good. I'll be there Friday night.
You have to decide what time zone you're in.
I'm in Pacific.
And it's after our BBS program, Friday night on Station 2.
All right, very
and
good.
So
you're on BBS on Station 2.
Station 2 on Friday at 7 o'clock Pacific.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Very welcome, Christina. Okay, Sylvia, I'll turn it back over to you.
Okay, great. So thank you for calling, Christina. And another couple of questions on the same topic about the different timelines.
okay.
This is a hot topic. So are some timelines more powerful than others?
Yeah, and it depends what alien race is controlling that timeline. That is correct, yes. Uh-huh. And there may be some timelines out there that, I mentioned this before to people, but let's say there's a timeline out there where you are very, very wealthy. And in this lifetime, you know that you're wealthy, but you have no money. And you don't understand that. It's because you have a bleed through. Or maybe you're just, like, say, middle income, you know, and you strive to maybe buy expensive things, because you're used to being wealthy, and or maybe you choose to give everything away. And your friends say, why are you giving your stuff away? Because you're struggling after you do that. But that's because maybe you're giving things away in a timeline where you're very wealthy, okay? Or you may just say, you know, I just know that, you know, I know a lot about maybe herbs and things, or, you know, I read or get information on being a doctor, and I know how to do these operations. I don't know how, but I see what they're doing, and, you know, it's my second nature, but I didn't go to school for this. Where did it come from? Well, that could also be a shared timeline in a parallel life also, okay? So parallel lives would be the timelines, okay? And so you could be something, doing something in a timeline, having a lot of talents, but you're not doing it here, but you know about it. Or maybe your friends say, you know, you're really creative in doing this. Why don't you have a job at it? And you go, oh, no, I don't want to do this at all. Well, maybe it's because you might be on 10 timelines doing this job and you're burned out at it, you know? But yet it's a natural thing for you and you just don't want to do it anymore because you have the bleed through of all the work that you're already doing and you already feel like you're accomplished at it and you don't want to bring it forth in this timeline. So does that answer some questions there, Sylvia?
I would say it answers questions and it brings up questions.
What am I doing here, huh?
Yeah, that's a good one. Who am I really? Where am I?
What's in me, really? Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, when we first started to do this radio program all the time, we used to say, if you're not home, who is? And we used to talk about the earth-based entities that would, you know, be floating around, that would, you know, come into your body if you weren't at home yourself. And that's one thing, but this is a whole other, literally, can of worms, isn't it?
Yeah, mini can. So, yeah. Well, yeah, well, the problem is that this is why you always want to be here now. That's why we have the free clearing online, the Be Here Now clearing. And for Christina, if she's listening, you know, go on to the free clearings on the website and check them out. There's quite a few on there. You know, we do the mind to heart drop. That's probably the most important clearing that I think we have on there, and the Be Here Now, as far as getting yourself present in this timeline. And this timeline should be the real one, okay? And so you want to be here now, and you also want to, you know, get rid of entities out of you and stuff. But the main thing is to be here now and do the mind to heart drop so that you can become heart-centered. And that's kind of how I perceive it. And they're free on the website to do. You can do it yourself anytime once you catch on how to do it and learn. Just dropping from 10 to 1, dropping down, you know, just like I do, you can do it yourself once you catch on and understand that process. And there are people who meditate for hours a day trying to get into their heart. You can do this in probably 30 seconds. So if you do belong to a meditation group and they're attempting to contact their spirit, then just tell them how to do this here. And you could have a very rewarding meditation group by doing that. So I guess our time is ending, so I'll be back in New York the 15th, 16th, and 17th of next month at the New Life Expo at the New Yorker Hotel. And from there, doing workshops and our next BBS program, getting into the moment now, would be Friday on Station 2 at 7 o'clock Pacific, and we have our Q&A after that. So I guess back to you, Sylvia, and then we have our 8-hour call Sunday, too, with the alien critters. Get them released. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, well, our time is up for tonight, so thank you all for being with us and for your great questions and for the phone calls. And we'll see you on Friday at 7 on Station 2. So I'll just say blessings and good night and turn it back over to you, Ron.
Hey, yes. And so some of you are wondering about the aliens and Jesus. Jesus was not an alien. He was a light being. So he was not an alien race like we know about here. So I'll just say that he was a light being that came here in a perfect body without the residual energies in it from the DNA to cause problems and to be connected to. That was the Immaculate Conception. So thank you, everybody. See you on Friday. Blessings.